He says, therefore, we have no continuing, and there's that word city, but we seek the one to come. You know what I think God wants from you today, from every last one of us in this room? To finally settle once and for all that nothing is going to do it. Nothing's going to continue. Oh, I wish this would continue on forever. This is so wonderful, this experience I'm having. Or this person I've met. It says there's no continuing. That's why they write Harlequin novels. To conjure up your fantasy, because the only place that you stay and continue on ad nauseum is in the fantasy of your mind, where you get yourself into endless trouble by exposing yourself to a lie. You know, your marriages wouldn't be the same if you just realized there's nothing permanent here. There's nothing permanent in my thoughts and my feelings and my desires and my satisfaction. It's all continuing. It's always changing. It's always in flux. It's like the clouds. Have you ever woken up one day in your life and see the clouds the way they were the morning before when you woke up? Have you thought about that? It's just never the same, that old sky. The same thing with the ocean. Oh my word, it's just different every day. And I've got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for you to at least grow up enough spiritually to understand everything is in a state of movement. It's always continuing. And I know the implications. There are 5 grand implications. I'm going to quickly give them to you in a moment. But I want you to settle today once and for all the state of I have now arrived. Whether it's a feeling you want to have personally, whether it's a home you want to buy, whether it's a job you want to get, whether it's a relationship you want to find, whether it's a people you want to enjoy, whether it's friends you want to pursue, it will never happen because everything is continuing. The only place you'll get to and say, my God, I'm there, is the city that is to come, whose builder and maker is God, not you. You ain't gonna build it in this lifetime. And this is the basis for which he says, run with patience. But you might as well just get the job done patiently, because that's all there is to being down here. I've never met a couple who tried to make their marriage the new Jerusalem and the new heaven and earth who didn't get divorced. I never met anyone who tried to make their job the new Jerusalem who didn't lose it. I never met anyone who didn't try to make their house the new Jerusalem who didn't lose it. Do you know why? Because that's idolatry. It is idolatrous for you to raise up a God in your life that God says is no God at all. That's right. It can't work. We're tasting now. The feast is tomorrow. And so I wrote down some things here as we begin this message that I really want you to think about. No wonder you have feelings that say you don't belong and you're frustrated because of it. Of course you don't belong. And if you would be honest for 5 minutes, you'll remember that throughout your life, whether it's 25 years or 65 years, you've always found places and experiences where you say, I belong here, God knows. And then tomorrow you didn't feel that way at all, because it really was just a fleeting glimpse of what heaven will be like one day. You want to know what heaven's going to be like? You'll feel like you belong. You won't be frustrated anymore. You won't be frustrated anymore. I don't know why we continually surprise ourselves by waking up and saying, why did I do this? How many times have you said that? If you had a buck for every time you said that, you'd be a rich person. That's just what happens in life. So the feelings of you don't belong and the frustration that produces, that's just normal to life. And if you're trying to satisfy that in this life, all I can give you is the hope of life to come where that will be satisfied, but here and now it won't. That's why we run with patience, because you might as well. There's nothing else to this game other than that.